And on a Tech Tuesday, we say hello to Bridget Carey, a senior editor at CNET, CNET.com. Bridget, Bill has been wowed. Let me just say that.
Yeah?
Yeah, listen to this, Bridget. They had the WizardCon. You know,
Wizard
the
comic World.
Wizard World.
Bridget, you've been talking, by the way, about this thing he's going to tell you for years, and just listen.
I didn't know how great it was, but they roped me into trying a virtual reality headset. I didn't want to do it, but they said, come on, just try. You'll love this. So they had a scenario where there was a roller coaster that was built into the cityscape. So you went up to the top of a building, and then you got on a roller coaster, and it went all around a city, like from building top to building top. And I was holding on to the chair that I was sitting in because I was afraid I might fall.
You tried virtual reality.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You'll always remember your first time.
Yeah. I like it way better than real life. I want to live in there.
Yeah, this is something that, you know, you're seeing more at these little conventions, and you know, even at Disney World, they're going to bring virtual reality outside of the park in both California and Florida, to like a little Star Wars experience, you know. So it's going to be exposed to more and more people. Movie theaters are like really big ones. They're starting to add little entertainment areas where the arcade was. So you can sit down for like 5 minutes and watch a little VR thing that's tied to a movie. So everyone's going to have their little roller coaster moments more and more.
Now, this is going to get more involved and more elaborate and probably cheaper as it comes along, correct?
Yeah, and today Google just announced that Android phones are getting something that's like virtual reality. It's called augmented reality. It's not a goggle you put on your face. This is more like using your phone's camera, pointing it out into, you know, your office or a park, and on your phone, it looks like a little cartoon character is jumping in the middle of everything. So it's like blurring reality with you know, what's not real. Kind of like how Pokemon Go worked, you know, where it looked like a Pikachu was running around in front of you. And Google just announced that normal Android phones will be able to, you know, be better at this. One practical, you know, implementation is to say, I want to buy that coffee table from IKEA. How's it going to fit in my room? Well, let me open up the app, point my phone's camera at my living room, and I see a virtual version of that piece of furniture floating there. And what the mechanics of it is that they're programming it so the computer can understand, okay, that's your couch. We're going to see about how big that is. And it's doing the calculations to kind of make it look real. Based on other real things in the room. And that's where the magic of the tech is, right? Because you can just point a phone at anything and put a cartoon in there. But how is it at knowing the space and how big it should be in that space?
See, now that is really good because I think Wayfair and All Modern, they're all kind of the same company. And if you look at, say, a dining room table, you can take that picture of the dining room table and hold your phone up and it'll be a reality photo of what's going on in your living room right now. So you can stretch it and see if it would look good style wise, but measurement wise, that doesn't help you.
And how do you make something look like it's really sitting on a table and with the shadows and it's really like walking onto the edge? That's the hard part of all this tech. Having a computer understand, okay, that's the edge of a table that I have my little video game character running around on, and how does it not fall off, you know? So Google kind of released a little bit of information saying a few phones are going to have this. Apple at its last event was showing off how it's doing this too. I think we're all going to start seeing this more in, like, silly photos we share on all these social media apps. But, yes, yeah, the practical things that also with furniture and maybe advice on how to do home improvement, that's going to be, you know, real useful.
But, Bridget, the big difference, though, is I get it on the phone, but when you have this headset on, you're totally immersed in this universe where no matter which way you look, up, down, left, right, spin around, there's something going on everywhere. It was very disconcerting. It was very, I mean, like I said, I was holding the chair. The girl next to me asked if she could stand up during this. She was watching some other virtual reality scenario. And they go, oh, no, you got to stay seated because you could fall down and hurt yourself.
Yeah, you'll lose your balance probably very easily.
You're also tethered, right? Because some headsets are working on like putting backpacks on you so you can really walk around. There's actually the thing I mentioned about Disney is that it's not going to be something you sit down at. What they're doing is building. This is a new thing actually that a couple companies are working on. Building areas, like you walk into a room and that room is built to correspond to everything in that virtual world. So if there is a ledge, you can feel with your foot, you know, oh my gosh, it really is a ledge there. If there's a bar, like you're walking on stairs, you can feel that there's actually stairs and a handrail to walk across. So they're actually building this blur of a, like, oh, is that a wall in front of me? And you stick your hand out and you really do touch and feel the wall.
Is it like the holodeck on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Well, certainly there's limitations, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you could just want an ice cream sundae and boom, there it is. What was that thing? The food generator?
They had that. Yeah.
Instant hot gray tea. It's kind of taken it to the next level. You were sitting in a chair, you couldn't move. What if you could move around? You'd have to build a room that matched that virtual space. And they do have roller coasters that you actually ride in and put a headset on. I would just yak. I couldn't handle that. but certainly the room could have a drawer that you open and you physically are touching it with your hand while virtually in your eyesight you're seeing something else be opened. That would be even more fooling the brain, you know, and you have to, like, really recoup yourself after you're done with that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
What worries me so much about this is you're already seeing people with their face in their phones. Just this morning, somebody crossed the intersection right in front of me, didn't even look, had the headphones on, and was looking at his phone at the time. I mean, what if people start driving with virtual reality headsets on? What if they're walking down the street? You know somebody's going to break the rules.
You're having self-driving cars. What's to say you're having entertainment in the back seat that's eventually virtual? Because who cares, right? If you don't have a self-driving car, you don't need to drive. I think it is an interesting thing you're bringing up. People, for the most part so far, are just tapping into short amounts of time because it is hard on the dizzy factor, you know, to last for many, many hours inside virtual reality. But, you know, the internet used to be an escape for people, and now it's the real world that's an escape from the internet. So I think you're onto something. You know, as this tech gets better, we'll be spending more and more time entertained by it, and, you know, maybe not wanting to go out to the mall, but just stay at home and, you know, be entertained by virtual
reality. No one is going to go out, because you have mentioned it before that there are, like, virtual reality, like, girlfriends and such. Bill, you kind of rolled your eyes at it, but after seeing how real virtual reality is, you could see where somebody who doesn't have a girlfriend might have a virtual one. No one's ever going to leave the house ever again.
That's what Facebook's doing. They're making Facebook for the virtual reality world, where you could just see, like, cartoon versions of your friends all sitting around and talking.
My friends are cartoons, so it doesn't apply to me.
You're not kidding. All right, and real quickly, before we let you go, and you can find all this stuff at CNET.com, YouTube is making some changes at the way we watch video. Go ahead with that.
Oh yeah, you're going to see some updates to the app and on the website. Where they make it so if you hold your phone vertically and you watch a video, a lot of times we're taking more video holding our phones up and down vertically, and it kind of looks bad when you watch it, but they're going to make it full screen. So they're kind of changing with the fact that we are producing so much video that's not horizontal. You're seeing that a lot of app makers are finding ways to make it look good on your phone, even though, you know, you really should be holding it horizontally.
You always hold it horizontally when taking a video, although, is it Snapchat? One of them won't let you do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Snapchat, if you do it, you got to turn your head sideways, right? So they're trying to, they realize people quickly want to hold their phone up and down. And, you know, I got a kid, she's running around. I'm just trying to capture that moment as fast as I can. Most of my videos are all vertical. And so it's up to these app makers to go, all right, well, if we're all holding it vertical, maybe videos kind of change a little bit with that, and they make them look good as best they can. Sometimes you see more square videos because of that, where they'll just make it square so no matter which way you look, it looks the same.
Bridget, real quick, I know we're out of time, but I'm just curious. I saw an ad for a telephone where you press a button and your phone becomes a projector. You can project whatever
videos. Motorola, I saw
the new
that.
Motorola. Is that already available, and is that expensive? Is that necessary, I guess, would be a better question.
Oh, necessary. A very funny word gadget land. I don't know if it's out. You caught me by surprise there. But I will say that a lot of the phones are coming with different tricks like this to get your attention.
Yeah.
So they got your attention.
Yeah, I was impressed by it. I haven't seen it live, but the commercial makes it look amazing.
And we loved our Motorola flip phone. I used it.
Yeah.
Motorola made a good product. The Razr was pretty streamlined and cool at the time, so
yeah.
I don't know.
They have a full new lineup that is actually pretty affordable and does all the same stuff as the modern phone, so it's very compelling what they got out lately.
Excellent. Great. Well, thanks, Bridget. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, you too.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. Go to CNET.com. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.